Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Miss Anonymous in Colorado. She didn't give me a topic with their donation, so I wanted to share a message I received from someone named Theo Lee, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, I'm a MGTOW in China. I want to talk about our situation in this country. The Chinese government is banning all voices discussing anti-feminist content, even questioning the privilege of women. A while back in Hefei, a woman killed an unacquainted one-year-old boy. She followed this boy when his mother captured him when the mother was distracted, and finally threw him down off the top of a high building. Before she did this, she posted an announcement of what she was intending to do in Duban, the online space full of feminists in China. Under the post, there were plenty of feminists saying that they would want to do the same thing, just like Korean feminists. When the news about what happened to the boy and her boasting about it was released on a popular Chinese social media platform, including WeChat, Bilibili, and Tmall, the media responded by saying that it's more likely that women or girls are the ones that are being hurt. Although the papers couldn't censor and spin the story after a few days, some people still found out about this event. Now, the mainstream media claims that this woman has mental illness. More importantly, the real core reason I want to send you this email is the leaked information I got from some friends who are now working in public departments of Chinese ideological propaganda. It says that the top members of the party want to ban and arrest men who create online content about anti-feminism. Those 50 and 60-year-old men who were born into white knighting and sim culture thought this woman killed a boy because of men's oppression upon women. Yes, men and boys get killed and we're blamed, or even worse. Me and some of my friends post on those online platforms and were canceled by their systems. Some of our posts were canceled after several days, and some were canceled just after we uploaded them the same day. Now I don't know what I should be doing. Maybe just like the situations you guys experience in your countries, men around the world don't even believe that they're the real victims, that the people on top and women are keen on killing them. Even when I pointed out the truth and troubles we're facing, they were provoked by it. When talking about the evil nature of women and feminism, they still think like, oh, the government, our great government will deal with it, and guys on top can understand us. The truth is that guys at the top are the real simps. Women control them behind the stage, enjoying the power but avoiding all the risks. Peng Shuai, the tennis player, if you've ever heard of her, did the same Me Too thing after having a relationship with one of those top old men. But this still wouldn't wake up those simps. They will only kneel before the mother god hiding under Chinese traditional culture, blaming themselves and men at the bottom of society suffer as a result, no matter how disgusting women are on the whole. I hope to go abroad one day and explore life, but for myself, I have no money, no social network in any foreign areas. My parents have some money, but as I said, they won't believe me. They don't believe the true nature of men and oppression from women in society. They hope I have a good, steady life. But the way they plan things out is just by letting me fall down the abyss. I'm sure that similar situations happen to lots of young Chinese men. Anyways, at least you guys have the right to vote, have more rights to decide your life, especially refusing marriage. You guys truly have more opportunities to make your ideas popularized and internationalized, and save more men than us. Even if I get arrested tomorrow, I don't regret fighting to learn the truth in life. If I'm lucky, I may send some ideas about our movement, about our theory and our international allies, which we still have the ability to do right now. Well, Miss Anonymous from Colorado, thanks for the donation, and thank you Theo Lee for sending me your message. I'll discuss it in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Commie the Pooh, controlled by his wife Piglet, and Communist China Clown World Show. Theo, I've actually seen the pictures of the CCP members at their meetings, and they look like conservative men that believe in white knighting for women. They have crazy ideas about restricting video games and making men masculine again. It's not going to work trying to take things back to traditionalism. Feminism already has a tampon tentacle grip on China. Back in the year 2000, MGTOW version 1.0 attempted to restore masculinity in men and femininity in women, and now it looks like China wants to do the same through a new cultural revolution. But the guys at the top of the party have wives, and when you're in love, You just can't see that you're your own worst enemy, and you become an unknowing ally to women. Theo, you're the third Chinese man I've heard from in as many months that's told me that China is no different than the rampant rise of feminism that we're seeing in Korea. It's just that it's more underground. Well, it looks like feminists are shouting from the rooftops and throwing children off them too. Muslims throw gays off the roof, and I guess Chinese feminists have their own thing now. The problem with your old male leadership is that men that are in relationships or white knights or gay allies to women and feminists believe that men are the ones to blame for our own bad treatment of women. I've watched a lot of videos from ADV China, and from what he says, there's a lot of domestic abuse from men aimed against women in China, and that it's just part of the culture. What you're telling me seems to contradict this. But then again, the two guys that run ADV China are married and might be wearing their love goggles too. It's probably really gynocentric in your cities and more patriarchal in the countryside. I think that women in China have only recently begun waking up to the power of feminism and how to use it against men and turn men's own white knighting against us. The white knights are controlled by their wives because they wear those love goggles. Even a man that wakes up to these ideas, such as myself, when I was dating while still aware of these ideas, I still started white knighting. Only single men can realize what's happening. Lucky for you guys in China, 20 to 30% of the male population will soon be single and unmarried thanks to those incel demographics. That's probably why your government is trying to control you guys through the social credit system and taking away your ability to criticize feminism. But the officials are right that women that threw the kid off the roof did have a mental illness, and it's called feminism. You're also a little too optimistic about the freedoms men in the West enjoy right now. I'm worried about being deplatformed in Canada in the next year or two. Canada shares many of the authoritarian principles and policies of China, and our leader says he respects Chinese authoritarian rule. This all has to be coordinated or at least done on the same spirit. You're right that the CCP wives are probably the ones manipulating their husbands to get the world they want. It was Mao's wife that was instrumental in the Cultural Revolution. It wasn't until she pushed for cultural reform that we saw millions of people beginning to disappear. It's quite likely that she manipulated him, and that's why it happened. Her and three other party members were put on trial for what happened and found guilty for it. Many people in the West always blame Mao, but they don't look at the woman behind him and how she influenced him to do the atrocities that he did. I've been wanting China to prosper and succeed, but they keep shooting themselves in the foot. They ban crypto mining, and then the United States becomes the global crypto superpower. They punish their own male entrepreneurs for making China even more prosperous. But I guess you don't need entrepreneurs when you just steal the ideas from the West and repackage them as your own brands in China. On top of that, Chinese party members come to Canada to escape their system that they created, and then young men in Canada can't afford to buy a place to live because they bring all their money here and outbid the locals on houses. Our right to vote is a joke. Our prime minister is probably communist Fidel Castro's son, and he wants to make Canada just as authoritarian as China. Soon the US will be the only free place in the West. If that falls, then we all need to scatter into the far corners of the world where it's difficult to track and control us. Please send me more stories from China, Theo. I'm sure everyone would love to hear them, so do it. We don't get as much information about China anymore, especially after the coronavirus began. I also have an important story regarding Corona, and it's something that's related to China. A friend of mine recently told me that I could breathe easy about the vaccines because I can get the Chinese Sinopharm vaccine, and the government made it acceptable for travelers who have it coming into Canada on November 30th of last year. So we thought we could just get those instead of the mRNA vaccines, if our backs were up against a wall. But I did more research and found that the Chinese vaccine, while it is accepted if you come from China, it's a traditional vaccine. I thought, great, now I can get it and no longer have to worry about COVID mandates altering my DNA. But apparently the Canadian government won't approve it for Canadians. But only if you come from outside of Canada with it, you're approved. If the West has a mysterious population die-off after the coup, then yes, China would be the dominant global player, because it would have the largest population and only economy left standing after a die-off. It would be like the end of World War II, where America was the only place left with factory production, so it experienced the world's largest economic boom, because it made everything for the whole world for the next 20 years, until everyone built things back. This time, China might be one of the few countries left intact, not because it has all the factories, but from a population perspective as well. Theo, the gynocentrism that your rulers are showing everyone is probably being pushed down on them from above by the people in power in Western countries. I think there's a good chance that they're all working on this together to basically introduce a social credit system and take away our rights of freedom of speech and make our voting irrelevant. I remember my mother telling me back in the day that people were allowed to vote for anyone they wanted in Yugoslavia under communism, but that all the candidates were all members of the same party. That's the kind of propaganda people bought into. As for feminism in China, it's already rotting the country through declining birth rates. Women would much rather work the way that Western women do instead of having families. It's only a matter of time before the demographic time bomb in your country goes off. I'm sure you're already aware of this, but if you're not, then today's not-so-mystery link will show you exactly what's happening. As for what you and your MGTOW friends can do online, I'd suggest you try some different strategies. Meet in person, but leave your phones at home, and meet in an apartment. Or at the very least, put your phones into copper boxes that can't send or receive data, because they can still record images and sound when they're turned off. Or you can print pamphlets on your home computer so long as it's not connected to the internet, and hand them out to people that way. I know it's not instant communication, but it's better than nothing if your freedoms are threatened at some point. I've also heard the Chinese government is going after feminists, but I guess just not as much as men going their own way. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Miss Anonymous for the donation and Theo Lee for the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way the Chinese Communist Party members are too busy getting drunk off their wives' farts while taking them from behind to realize that they're doing the bidding of the feminist agenda. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Chinese men that don't care about the injustices towards their own men away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.